Hi guys, welcome back to Muckcast. First thing I want to do is apologize for this episode coming out, or taking so long to come out. That is, apparently I lost my speaking touch. So anyway, I have been working on trying to get just a regular football podcast going that doesn't have to do with Madden. Obviously, the two will feed into each other, so you know. There's a lot of cards in Madden that come out in regular football, but I've been trying to get that going. Been a busy month personally, so I'm glad to be back. It's been a little tough to be motivated just because off season stuff has been, it's hashtag mud season. It is what it is. It's not the same as unfortunately as the regular season. I think there's a lot of people that their teams, even when they're out of the playoffs, the playoff cards and the promo cards, especially the Super Bowl cards that were like, what is it? There was two limited times for the Rams, two limited times for the Pats. Even that stuff, I think people were checking out on Mud content at that point. But, I did want to talk about, there obviously is the Super Bowl promo. There's a few 99s possible in the game. The only one that is available, like, on the market, that is, would be Julian Edelman. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He's a 99 overall. Just about all of his receiving stats are, like, 98. So, I think, I've talked about this a little bit before, that I almost wish the cards were, they went up to a 97, and it gave you a lot more chance. Like, I'd rather have more chemistry positions than higher overalls. One of the things with the Julian Edelman, so I have West Coast, and I'm sure a lot of people have Go Deep, but he's got 91 route running Go Deep. So Go Deep is probably the best to throw on him, but that means you kind of have to change the rest of your team. And he also doesn't work with West Coast or play fake because his short route running, his mid route running are like so high that, you could just use John Madden passing chem, and that gets him up to 99 on both of those. So, it's first of all, it's obviously a really great card. I think it's going for, it was up over $1 million. I think it's 700, 800K now, which is crazy because it's the only 99, and there are 98s, so they're going for a lot more. I think even like the Randy Moss is going for maybe over $1 million still. And that's the ghost Randy Moss. So the 96 is going to get your Randy Moss, if you have the power up to a 97, it should get him up to 99 speed, I believe. So, and that shouldn't take too many chems. It's not going to take anything crazy. To get Randy Moss up. So I think that, partially it's the fact that like everything, I don't know. I mean, it takes a lot to complete the set, but he's still not that expensive. I mean, if you wanted to go out and get him, you could pretty easily get him. He's not the most expensive card in the game. The thing with Edelman is he's 5'10". I think a lot of people look at that and Randy Moss is 6'4". Calvin Johnson's obviously 6'5", so he just got an Ultimate Legend. And by the way, if you get the Ultimate Legends and then you power them up, that's a 99 as well. If you get the NFL Honors and you power them up, that's a 99 as well. So there are some, in if you get the Julian Edelman from the set, he went from a 97 in the set to a 98 because the Pats won. And then if you put him in the power up set, put the power up path, he becomes a 99. So there's also there's two Julian Edelman 99s. You don't need the Super Bowl MVP one, and I think that kind of has made the price go down a little bit because there's cards that are faster. There's cards, even though Julian Edelman I think has like 94 speed with the regular card. So the power up is a 95. And it's not too hard to get him up to 99, but there are, a lot of people are looking for that 99 speed in a receiver that's expensive. And of course, he doesn't have the height, too. So at least a guy like Brandon Cooks, he's smaller. He might be 5'10", but he's 5'10", 5'9", but he's got 99 speed. So or he's got the ability to get the 99 speed pretty quickly. I think he has 96, 95 or 96 with the regular playoffs player. And then if you put him in the power-up set, he becomes a 96 overall, and I think it's either 96 or 97 speed. So it doesn't take that long to get him up to 99. You don't have to do too many crazy things. Edelman, you can get him up to 99. I think he's at 96 for me, and I don't even have the MVP one. So, you know, if you got him, let's say, I think he's 95 speed. So, you know, you got Sprinter, that could potentially get him up to 97. If you have team chems, that gets them to 99, which is tier 8. You know, there's a few other ways. There's, of course, John Madden. So, you know, and if you do have John Madden, it goes from 95 to 96 as well. So, there's a few different ways. And that sort of brings back the point, I'll talk real briefly on this, is that I think at this point in the year, this is going to be one of the problems. A problem that Madden really hasn't incurred in the past, but one of the problems is because some of these cards are, if you work, you almost want to work backwards now, in terms of you're looking to get cards, you know, certain statistics to 99. So for cornerback, you might say you might want speed, I don't know, agility and zone coverage. Definitely want speed and zone coverage, but you know, maybe agility and acceleration at 99. So a lot of people are running theme teams. If you're running a theme team, even if it's not a full theme team like me, so I have tier 8 right now, and we'll talk about the team builders in a second, but I have tier 8, and or tier 9, actually, I think I just got it up to tier 9, 45 players with the team builders, but essentially it doesn't give you more speed. So you have 2 speed from your theme team. If you have 40 players, you have 2 speed. If you have John Madden physical chem, and I think it's only 10,000, which is, like, when you look at it, it seems like a lot, but when you look at some of these cards, what it costs to upgrade them for the limited times, I just did the McCourty, and he was, like, 24,000, 27,000. So that's nuts. 10,000 speed is nothing for, 10,000 training is nothing for plus one training, plus one speed. Gosh, it really has been a while. Plus one speed for your entire team. With John Madden coach. So that's not a lot. So you work back. If you have a theme team, it's plus 2. If you have John Madden, it's plus 1. If you have Sprinter, that's potentially plus 2. So you have plus 5 speed to any potential player. As long as they have Sprinter, they're on your theme team. And of course, John Madden's going to cover everyone. So, for example, for me, for the Pats, if I have a Patriot player that I don't have a Sprinter on anyone, but if I have a Patriot player that is on the Patriots, obviously on the Patriots, he also has Sprinter, and I have John Madden as a coach, I only need 94 speed on the card to get him up to a 99. So that's working your way back. So, you know, obviously 99 minus 2, minus 2, minus 1. You know, I only need 94 speed on Edelman, on Randy Moss, on Gronk. Not that he's going to get the 99, but any of those players, Ty Law, Malcolm Butler, Stephon Gilmore, you know, any of those players that I have that are on the Pats, Devin McCourty, he's 99 speed, for me, that is. And same thing for zone. So you only need 94 zone to get them up to, well, zone's a little bit different. So, you know, the thing about zone is there's even more opportunities for zone. So you can have, obviously, Madden pasty again. You can have lockdown. If you have tier 6 of lockdown, 30 players, or 30 chems, that is, tier 6, that's going to give you plus 3 zone. Madden's going to give you 1, so there's 4. And then if you also have a team chem, that's going to give you, you know, if you have Pat's pasty, that's going to give you every, I think there's like 10 levels, so you could potentially get up to 5. I don't think anyone's going to go all the way up to 10, but, you know, let's say you did, you could potentially get up to 5. So, you know, for a player, again, if you want to get 5 zone, you know, you need a player only to be 94, and then you can get 1 with Madden D, you can get 1 with three with Lockdown, that is, with Tier 6, so that's four. And then, I don't know, your favorite team, whatever your theme team is, Pasty, it's going to give you the 5, and again, that's going to drop it so that you only need a 94 for your players. And that's pretty achievable. I mean, I think a lot of the, even going back to the Team of the Year players, have 94. Some of the Legends before Ultimate Legends might have, 94, so if you have, a Everson Walls or something like that, a Legend from before, I know he got Ultimate Legend, but you may not even have to upgrade him. Dion, it's kind of a little weird. Ty Law, Dion, those type of guys, in the past, it's interesting the way that these cards work. Obviously, they're grading them based upon nowadays NFL. And nowadays NFL, there's more zone, there's, more complex zone scheme coverages. Obviously, there's more complex route combinations. But back in the day, you'd be talking about a lot more men. Ty Law would be going up against Isaac Bruce in the Super Bowl. Yes, these guys have higher man. A guy like Gilmore, a guy like Butler is going to have higher man. A guy like Tlaib is going to have higher man. But, the way they do the zone coverage, I'm not convinced that a guy like Ty Law or Deion Sanders was that amazing at zone. But they weren't dealing with it. They never learned it. You know what I mean? It's like Dick Butkus. People might complain about some of those linebackers. Mike Singletary. They only have 83 zone coverage. I mean, back then there wasn't that many. You need to be a big linebacker. So, I apologize for that side. But the way that some of these players are evaluated is almost like And people complain about they want the stats to be real, but at the same time, if they were, Deion 99's only got 90 man coverage? That's ridiculous. He didn't play a lot of man. I mean, he didn't play a lot of zone. So, anyway, let's talk about the content. Obviously, I talked about the Edelman. There is a Jared Goff and an Ndamukong Suh that came out. Both of those have power-ups. There is a Rob Gronkowski and a Devin McCourty that came out. Both of those have power-ups, and I think that was obviously intentional. Those cards came out. They're a limited time during the week of the Super Bowl. Obviously, they had the Julian Edelman that came out after the Super Bowl. And then, pretty quickly following that, there were Ultimate Legends. And there's a few that were 98, and most of them were 97, which means if they had power-ups, and not all of these, I think that they created power-ups for most of them. But I know there's a huge thing about Calvin Johnson. A lot of people stocked up on his Most Feared card. I think it got up to 700,000. So that was a little mini scandal. I think people were a little upset about that. There are some of these guys. For example, Morton Anderson and Ray Guy got power-ups. So Morton Anderson has got power-up, and Ray Guy got a power-up. And I think one of the key things about this is, it makes it not too hard to get a 93 overall kicker. I think you can get all the way up to a 93 with not too much training. And it just really makes it pretty easy. I don't know how many teams Ray Guy played for. Obviously, he's a Raider in the card, but I know Morton Anderson was a Falcon, and then also, who else did he play for? He played for a couple of teams. So, that gives you some chances to move around. The team chemistry is there. But in addition to that, this gives you the ability to have these two cards, be able to have a punter and a kicker, primarily a kicker that's a 90-plus kicker. And, that's pretty key. So I happen to pull the Phil Dawson from my Team of the Year pack when I was doing one of the NAT specialists for all the tokens I had. And, he's a 96 overall, but other than that, there's not a lot of kickers that are 90 plus. I looked, when you take out the fact that Morton Anderson and Morton Anderson has
multiple cards, including his limited edition at the beginning of the year. There's maybe, I think I counted six or seven maybe kickers that are above 90. So not a lot of choices there. You know, there's still plenty of kickers that are not above 90. They're really, really, really good kickers. So, you know, there's Justin Tucker, there's Josh Lambo, I believe. There's a few, essentially, if your team got a Football Outsiders card. And I feel like they started that late this season, so there's only maybe about four or five of those, and not all of them are above 90. So it's definitely something where I'm not quite sure how many people actually have above a 90 kicker. And kicker's one of those positions, you know, when I take a look at all of the, you know, all the types of cards that you can use to upgrade. I think kicker's one of the positions, obviously punter as well, that people sort of hold off on upgrading. You know, you don't really get an upgraded kicker unless you're forced to by a solo or just, you know, you happen to put, like me, you pull an NAT card. But it's one of those positions that it's, especially in Madden, because the fact that you can typically kick from, you know, the guy that's got, Dawson has 96 kick power, I believe. You know, you can kick it from 60 as long as the win is against him. You know, you're talking about, you know, if it is, let's see, you could, a 57 yarder would be from the 40 yard line. So you take 40 yards, you add on 10 for the end zone, but then about 7 yards back from the line of scrimmage. A 57 yarder is about the 40 yard line. So you took about the 43 or so. So just over midfield, I mean, you're almost to the 45. Is what you're talking about, just over midfield. And that's a huge advantage to be able to get 3 points when you're not really that close to the end zone. I mean, the typical kicker, typically you see if it's 30 yards in. I mean, the NFL uses the red zone sort of. The red zone is like when you get to the 20-yard line, that's a 37-yard kick. That's not hard for an NFL kicker. But, you know, when you get out to the 30, you're talking about a 47-yard kick. So that's getting up there. I don't know exactly what the percentages are, but that's when NFL kickers start to miss it. And I think one of the things with Madden, because of the fact that it is a video game, and, you know, that the range is, you know, they sort of want people to be able to make these kicks at the beginning of the year. But near the end of the year, the way the kick power works, it just gets to this ridiculous way that, you know, if you're able to have a kicker that's got 96, 97 kick power, you can kick it from like 60 yards out, maybe even 65, depending on the wind. And yeah, I mean, it's not the best realism, but at the same time, it's something you have to consider in your lineup. And I think the fact, you know, with these power-ups coming out, getting a 93 overall kicker that may have 93, 95 kick power, something like that, is pretty key. And I think something that a lot of people are hopefully going to think about. I don't know if a lot of people are going to do it, because it's a decent amount of training when you take a look at it. I don't know exactly what it is, but I would guess it's probably over 5,000 to 10,000, which is a lot. But when, you know, I say like one of those limited time cards, the Devin McCourty is 24,000, 27,000, you know, 10,000 is not a ton. I mean, it's half that. But you're really, what you're doing is you're expanding the amount of field you can score from, potentially score from, but, you know, it's really expanding the field in the same way that getting a 3-point shooter that can shoot from 30 instead of just 25 really expands the scoring zone that you can score from in basketball. So I think that's one of the hidden things, one of the hidden keys that I see with these Ultimate Legend sets, is because both of those limited time cards now have power-ups. And I don't think the limited time don't fit into the power-ups. So you can go straight up. You don't have to go through the limited time. You know, that's going to allow people to... I wouldn't recommend spending the money on the punter unless you do have an Oakland Raiders team. But that is going to allow you to use like Morten Andersen as your kicker if you don't have a good kicker. I'll tell you that I had Gostkowski, who's a 85 overall, and he's got 86 kick power and like 80 accuracy. So, you know, you're talking about upgrading 10 points in kicking, which if you're looking at just about any other statistic, is a huge upgrade. So, I think that's, you know, one of the great things, first of all, about this Ultimate Legend promo. The other thing is, a lot of these cards, I mentioned the Calvin Johnson, there's a Sean Taylor that's a 98 overall. A lot of these cards, if you do have the power-up, you can get them all the way up to 99. This is kind of nice. This is the beginning of a lot of 99s dropping, or potential 99s dropping, that is. So I do think it's nice. The other thing is that, you know, a lot of these cards, you know, they're sort of expanding. They released a Bill Romanowski. They released a Mike Allstott, that's awesome. There's barely any good fullbacks. So, you know, you look at Lorenzo Neal, 93 overall gauntlet. Obviously, he's got a power-up and a... he's got a power-up. You can use the gauntlet through. But he's also got the legend, and you go through the power-up as well. But, you know, there's Lorenzo Neal, there's Franco Harris. But besides that, there's obviously the James Devlin that just came out. But... you know, besides that, Mike Allstott's the first good back to come out of there. The great thing that I like about Allstott is Franco Harris doesn't have the most amazing run block. He's got good run block, but you're mostly using him as a runner. And he is a really good runner. Lorenzo Neal has amazing run block, but he's not that good of a runner at all. Mike Allstott has that balance where you can run with him, but you also can block with him. Like, he's a good blocker. Not as good as Lorenzo Neal, but he sort of has that middle ground. He's got speed. He's also got really good catching stats. So it really allows you to have some diversity in terms of when you go into that two-back set and your opponent's kind of like, all right, well, you know, there's a fullback in there. I'm not going to worry about him too much. It gives you that advantage to have a good outlet and something that just give, you know, be able to... in the beginning, sort of fake your opponent out into not covering them. And then as the game moves on, give them something more to think about. Or her, you know, who knows. So I think the Allstott, I believe he was limited time. So that's an unfortunate thing. He's a limited time. So I think he's going to be pretty expensive. If you do get him... I think it's cool because some of these guys, Bill Romanowski, who, geez, like, you know, I remember when I was growing up, that was one of the bigger scandals. He was involved, won't go too far into it because I like the guy, he came out of BC, but, or like that he came out of BC, not that I like the guy, but, you know, he had a falling out, let's say, and it's interesting to see him back in the game. He's definitely, he was a huge run stopper. He was a huge hammer. Like what we talked about, he's like Dick Butkus, where in his day, there wasn't as much coverage for linebackers. He wasn't super fast. It's something where today's NFL sort of dictates what his stats have been. It looks really good. He's kind of like Ray Lewis, although Ray Lewis is better. Passing stats, but you know, Ray Lewis, when you take a look at him versus Ryan Shazier, he's not quite as fast, and he's got unbelievable block shed and hit power, but Shazier's got better pass stats, so in terms of agility, in terms of jump, in terms of zone coverage, he's got him there. He's a more versatile back. That's what you're looking at for Bill Romanowski. So I would suggest if you have, especially if you have Ray Lewis like myself, you have his team captain's card, I would suggest maybe skipping on Bill Romanowski unless you have a Denver team. And this should be said for anything. I think at this point, and we'll talk about this a little bit in the team builders, but at this point, if you have a... you know, a team that's got 30 plus of a certain player. And let's be honest, I mean, at this point in the year, how many players have come out? You should probably have about 30 players of your favorite team, even if you're just including the backups. So I talked about this in one of the first podcasts I did way back in September. But if you don't have 30 players, one of the best ways to get it is you have two fullback spots. You have two of all the lineman spots. You have three tight end spots. Now, some people use three tight ends, but in general, you're not going to be using three tight ends. You have like five cornerback spots. The most you'd use four. You have two free safety, two strong safety, four middle linebackers, two of the outside linebackers, and then like four defensive tackles. So you're probably only, I mean, except on goal line, you're probably only going to use two defensive tackles. So you have two positions there. You have maybe two in the cornerbacks, two in the safeties. So that's six. Plus you have at least one backup from each linebacker position. That's nine. You have five from the line. So that's 14. One from the fullback. There's 15. There's 15 positions right there. We're not even talking about tight end and, you know, a third running back or a fifth wide receiver. You know, that gets you, you know, you talk about the third tight end, that's 16. Third running back, which you may probably not use, 17. And then the fifth wide receiver, which you'll probably never use because a lot of formations at least have a running back or tight end in the slot or in a position the wide receiver's in. So took about 19 players, 18 players, I think. I lost track of the math there. That just are just backup positions that you could just use for your favorite team. Again, I mentioned before how Ray Guy, unless you have a Oakland Raiders team, not spend the money on him. I would spend the money on whoever your punter is. It's probably a gold. You spend the money there. That's you're getting pretty close to 20. That's tier two. Sorry, that's tier four of the team chemistries. So you're already getting plus one speed for everyone, and we haven't even talked about starters. So more than likely your team has a starter or two, just especially because these team MVPs came out and every single team has a 97. And a 95, for that matter, or at least a 94. Every single team has about 20 or so players for those backup positions. That's not including starters. So I'll say this, I'll probably mention it again, but I will try not to. When I talk about these players, obviously for Bill Romanowski, if you have a Denver team, when I say you should pass on them, if you have Ray Lewis, if you have Ray Lewis and you have Shazier, because obviously, you know, Mont Master, you should still think about Bill Romanowski, because maybe you could move him to the outside when you get into a game, or create some sort of formation where he's on the outside. But, you know, also, he's a 97, so you get his power up, it gets him up to a 98, and like I mentioned, he's got plus one speed already, just purely from the amount of Broncos you have on the team. As long as you have all the backups, you know, all the backups are Broncos. So it just gives you a lot more, it gives you, you know, more bonuses. So, anyway, that's the ultimate team, the ultimate legends. You know, I didn't, going over them just generally, obviously, I haven't touched on all of them. I don't have all of them right here in front of me, but yeah, did want to, you know, I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about the team builders in a little while. But yeah, just want to get some of the information out there and what, you know, what I think about these promo. I think the Ultimate Legends is awesome. They released, the fact that they released eight or so is great. I'm so glad that they really just threw out a bunch of Ultimate Legends out there, because that slow burn of just two coming out or three coming out each week, it's just really annoying. So it's great to get a bunch out there. I'm going to be coming back hopefully really soon with a Team Builders podcast. I want to go a little more in depth there. My feeling is a lot of you know a lot about the Ultimate Legends. So rather than go, like I'll talk about a few of the players, But rather than go super in depth with that, I want to talk more about the team builders on the next podcast and really go in depth of what that looks like moving forward with the rest of the year, what this may signal for next year in terms of the team chemistries. Obviously, that's the big thing about the team builders. And how you can sort of use these to your advantage. So anyway, guys, hopefully that will be coming out soon. Don't plan on taking a month break or, you know, whatever, anytime soon. Again, I know I've mentioned this a little while. If you are looking, feel free to send in questions, first of all. geckogaming06@gmail.com, and that's gecko like the animal, gaming like the activity. But I also, if you are looking to be featured on the podcast, whether or not you have a YouTube channel and you're trying to promote that, if you think that you have some opinions that haven't been heard, if you'd like to respond to some of my opinions, I'm looking for some guests. Love to have you on. So please email me, or you can it's geckogaming06 on Twitter as well. You can send me a message there as well. So thanks, guys, for listening. I do want to mention, obviously, check out the sponsors and the links I have in the bottom. Again, I want to mention Anchor and thank them for being able to send out this podcast and set up this podcast very, very easily. I will be back soon, and I'll talk to you guys then.